latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. WJON News Time, 105 and 86 degrees. News being brought to you by McKay's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat. Stay tuned. We'll have a look at your WJON weather eye forecast coming up. We'll tell you just how hot it's going to get today. Democrats are queuing up their police reform measures for votes on the Minnesota House floor, but there are major differences with the Senate.
Bills the Republican-controlled Senate are moving forward focus on police use of force, including banning chokeholds and mandating that an officer intervene if another officer is using excessive force. House Democrats basically agree with those measures, but have many more, including banning warrior-style training for officers, which Republicans in the Senate have refused to pass. House Democrats also want to change the arbitration process for fired officers who want their jobs back, and they want residency requirements for police officers in Minneapolis and St. Paul. After the House and Senate pass their bills, they'll try to hammer out a compromise before Friday. That's the day Senate Republicans say they will end the special session. Bill Werner at the Capitol.
A bill that would restore the right to vote after a person has served their prison or probation time is moving forward at the state capitol. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says the bill is a no-brainer for a number of reasons.
I think investing in our democracy is particularly important now, particularly important in this year, and particularly important in the light of the last 3 weeks. I think if we've learned anything from the last 3 weeks, it's the need for healing, it's the need for reconciliation. It's the need for unity.
The Restore the Vote bill is part of a larger package of bills aimed at reclaiming community oversight and reimagining public safety. With many kids' activities canceled due to the coronavirus, a St. Cloud organization is inviting kids to start a new hobby. The St. Cloud Area Stamp Club is offering a free packet of stamps to kids who are looking for something to do this summer. Club President Vern Bartow says families can fill out a simple form on their website to get started.
And there is a convenient place for them to check off and state their interest if they would like U.S. or international or combination of both or something else. And we're very happy to send out a packet of those type of stamps.
Bartow says the packet of stamps should arrive in the mail within a few days. He says they hope that this sparks a renewed interest in the hobby. The St. Cloud Area Stamp Club was formed back in 1986.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Waite Park, plenty of sunshine this afternoon and hot. 93, the high temperature this afternoon. Winds out of the south today at 15 to 20 miles an hour, so another breezy day. Tonight we see clouds move in with a chance for some scattered thunderstorms late. Your overnight low will be around 71 degrees. Winds will continue out of the south, but at 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tomorrow, cloudy skies expected with scattered thunderstorms likely as we get a cold front setting to push through. High of 85 degrees, southerly winds at 8 to 15. But by tomorrow night, those winds become westerly. As scattered thunderstorms early push on through, skies will become partly cloudy overnight and will drop down to 59. On Friday, looks nice, partly cloudy, 80. Northwesterly winds at 5 to 10, so less humid. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 81 with a chance for storms each day. The best chance for sunshine comes on Sunday. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.